It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
And speaking of Friends, we have guests from the community in this morning talking about an exciting project, an endeavor that they've got going on.
Yes.
Been thinking about it a long time, and the planning's been going on, and now they're set to open. It's Ronnie and Susan with the Dancing Ranch Farm.
Yes.
Down in the Falk area,
right,
close to Falk, out in the country. And, of course, that's down in Miller County. Dancing Ranch Farm. First of all,
welcome.
Welcome to the program. Now, when we have somebody in for the very first time on the radio, we always like to, I don't know, get a little bit of background about them and know about them. We'll start out with Ronnie first. Are you originally from this area?
Spring Hill, Louisiana.
Spring Hill, Louisiana. Well, that's not, you know what? We're giving away tickets to the Spring Hill PRC.
Yes, we are.
PRCA Rodeo, which is going on this weekend. So Spring Hill's not very far away. How'd you make your way to Texarkana?
My dad come here, I guess, 23 years ago, uh-huh, and started managing Top Shoes.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. All right. Susan, are you from here originally?
Ashdown.
That's Ashdown,
us.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's us, too.
That's us, too.
Yeah. I consider Ashdown here, basically.
Yeah.
You went to Ashdown High?
Yes.
Panther?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Now, you've been in the... as I call it, the hair business.
Yeah, making people
hair,
beautiful.
Hairdresser. I don't know. I don't want to properly call you. I call her the hair lady.
The hairstylist.
Because my aunt gets her hair done.
Yeah.
And been getting it done there
Gussie
forever.
Her up.
Hairstylist. Thank you.
Right.
How long you been doing that?
Oh, Lord, 21 years.
All right, 21 years. Now, you've come up with a great idea here, the Dancing Ranch Farm. First of all, it's located near Fowl, and we'll get into the exact location later, but... how'd you come up with the idea for this Dancing Ranch Farm? And then we'll get into talking about all the different things that are going to be going on inside of it.
Well, when my wife was in high school, she had a wreck,
mm,
and she hurt her back.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in the last few years, it's getting worse and worse. And anyway, the doctor pretty much told her it ain't if, it's when her back goes out. So what we did is we decided we want to invest in something while we was making good money.
Mm-hmm.
Rock, paper, scissors for all your haircut needs, by the way.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that.
But the thing is, while we're investing this, that way, if her back does go out, we can still, she can help manage this and everything. Give her something
right
to do.
Yeah.
Susan's not the type that can just sit down. She
no
has to be doing something.
Okay.
One of the things, too, with our kids now that they're grown up, Ronnie Dancer and Kristen Dancer, we love you.
Hi, kids.
The thing is, as growing up, you go to Magic Springs, Six Flags, and all these other events, and they're great places.
Right.
They really are. Unfortunately, they take a long trip to get there.
Right.
Yes, they do.
We thought it'd be nice to have something right here in our backyard where you can pretty much, not only could you take your family,
mm-hmm,
you could enjoy the whole night, not spend your life savings.
Right.
Right.
When you get there, the first thing you can do, if you want to go watch a movie, we got an outdoor movie theater.
All right.
We're also going to have the corn maze, pumpkin patch. We're going to have a walk through a haunted trail.
Okay.
There's a concession stand, so you don't have to feed the kids because we're not some of these higher-priced places.
Right.
You can actually go there and afford to eat the meals
and
stuff.
Sell a kidney, okay.
You don't have to sell a kidney.
Sure.
Keep both kidneys. But pretty much everything you need right there for the family. We're going to have live concerts and stuff. No, that's not going to be every night, but whenever,
right,
and if you are a local band and you would like to play,
hit
give us
up
a shout.
Yep.
The area is 40 acres.
Okay.
We're utilizing about 12, so y'all bear with us. This is our first year, so we're going to have a lot of skins and scrapes and whatnot.
Yeah. Room for expansion.
Room for expansion.
Yeah.
But like I said, we have 28 acres to expand on that because,
perfect,
like I said, we're utilizing 12. Pretty much just whenever y'all come out there, you get some ideas, you want us to do things,
hit them up. Yeah.
Hit us up.
Yeah. That's
always
that's
open. Yeah.
People have ideas about things to do. But I think that, and we were talking about this on the Facebook, that,
right,
the good thing about this is that you've combined all these things so that you don't
one
have to.
Place.
You know, you're looking for a corn maze somewhere. Oh, you find one 30 miles over here.
Right.
And then you're looking for a pumpkin patch. You found one over there and maybe a hayride. Or,
right.
It's all in one location. And it's a safe location,
right?
And it's a secure location, and it's family friendly. And so, if somebody wants to sit and watch the movie, and somebody else wants to go on the haunted trail ride or the hay ride, they
right
can do it. But pumpkin patch, corn maze, haunted trail, hay ride, movies, games, food, drink, all in one location.
Right.
Yes.
And that's the big deal right there. That's the
yes, sir.
And different scare factors.
Yeah, different scare to the not scary for those that don't want to be scared. To
right
a little bit better if you want to be scared.
Right. So
a lot of people, especially if they're in their teens and 20s, want to be scared.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is. And Some others don't so
nope.
much. Anna's going, not me.
Nope.
I'm not doing that part of it, but I understand. And this would be news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture that you can purchase today in Bowie County, just west of Texarkana County. We're going to let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with Ronnie and Susan from their new endeavor, the Dancing Ranch Farm,
right.
which is going to be opening up this weekend, and it's just in time for the fall season and just in time for Halloween and all that. They're located down near Falk, Arkansas.
Right.
And we'll get into the specifics of the location coming up. But Anna, you were asking about different schools or community events or church
right.
groups that want to come out or anything like that.
So if a group or organization wanted to come on out, who should they call you in advance?
Yes, call us in advance. Call me or my husband
okay.
and we'll get you on schedule.
All right. And one of the telephone numbers?
870-648-6309. That's my number.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And 870-648-8523 would be Ronnie's number.
Okay. And they're really, really responsive on Facebook. So
oh,
get
yeah.
them up
okay.
there.
Yeah, we were talking on the live a while ago
right.
about Facebook. And then you were talking about TikTok.
Yeah.
Talk about that again on the radio.
She has the mic.
She handed the mic.
There you go.
Yeah. I started out, my daughter, Kristen, we have a little 11-year-old grandbaby.
Oh, fun.
And she started doing TikTok. Kristen kind of asked me to kind of monitor it because I do a lot of social media and
right.
stuff. And she wanted me to kind of get, you know, kind of monitor what's
just
going
sure,
on.
Make yeah.
sure she's it's safe
nothing
and everything.
Nothing shady. Mm-hmm.
Well, it bit me and it bit me hard.
Oh, good.
And now we have a TikTok deal. And
okay.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of TikToks made out here because
oh,
we
it.
Have a lot of animatronics and
right.
several things. We have a skeleton that's like 12 foot tall,
wow.
A cat that's the size of a house, and several different things. So, yes, TikTok is friendly out there.
Yes, it is.
Also, our Facebook, we're going to be doing a lot of lives.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Good.
Just do us a shout-out. That way we can if you do a shout-out, I will post it on our actual website and
right.
let you be out there. So
absolutely. So you can kind of join in the fun
yeah.
that's going on out there. Talk about the location.
The location, if you get on if you're on 71, mm-hmm. going towards Shreveport,
yep.
I just found out I was blessed to have the last city water of Texarkana to this place. That's
okay.
So we're kind of borderline between Texarkana and Falk.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But basically, you get on, if you turn at the Rock Store office, if you get out, what's...
If you're on 49, you take Ferguson Exit.
Right.
And you're going to take a left.
To go to 71.
Go back yeah. over interstate. You're going to 71. Uh-huh. Make that right on Highway 71. You're uh-huh. going to head south. Second County Road past the Rock Stores, County Road 26.
Okay.
You're going to make that right and go all the way down.
There's
26
yeah.
is nothing but a big old horseshoe.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You're not going to take the curve.
Uh-huh.
Go straight on 218 and just mm-hmm. follow it around.
All right.
Perfect.
And you'll have the story up and
yeah.
they can...
There's a link to a map.
Yeah, you can always do that and Google mm-hmm. in your
yeah. Google this
map.
Will actually take you there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The physical
yeah.
address.
490 County Road 218 in Falk. And we talked about it on the Facebook, but we hadn't talked about it here. What are the exact the prices for the different age groups?
0 to 2 is going to be free.
Perfect.
So we thought we'd give the discount.
Get the grandbabies out there.
Yeah.
To the families.
Yeah.
3 to 10 is $12, and 11 and up is $15.
Okay.
All right. So as you said, you can go have a lot of fun at one location instead of going here, there,
right.
here, there, there, and here, and spending each time you go there, there, there.
right.
One location, you get to do all that, and then, like I said, you don't break the bank to do it, and then all that good food. Man, you were talking about some things that really made me hungry.
Yeah, we're hungry now.
Like cheeseburgers and Frito pie and
walking
cotton candy
taco.
And caramel apples and walking tacos. Just you name it.
Candy carton.
The things that you kind of like at concessions and fairs and things like that, that's what we're going to be getting. Right?
Yes.
Yum. I love the idea.
Yes.
I love this idea.
We're going to have fun.
Yep. Y'all hang around because we'll get you and Anna to play a little game.
It's fun.
Because we always play a game with our guests.
Yep.
And then we'll kind of wrap it up as well and go over all the details one more time. More of the Best of Most Country continues on the Pig on a Wednesday morning. Don't forget, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, your chance to win a family four-pack to the Spring Hill, Louisiana PRCA Rodeo, which is going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday down in Spring Hill, Louisiana. That's Ronnie's hometown.
It is. Yeah.
Yep, you can have fun Louisiana Saturday night this weekend by being at the Spring Hill Annual PRCA Rodeo, which is going on down there this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we got a family four-pack of tickets we will give away during the 9 o'clock hour Ronnie is originally from Spring Hill.
Right.
Now, about how far is Spring Hill from Texarkana, Ronnie? Just kind of approximately.
About an hour and 15 minutes.
Not very far at all.
No.
To go see a great PRCA rodeo.
Right.
Not far at all. All right, we got you guys in here. They are, by the way, with the Dancing Ranch Farm, in case you just tuned in. And we'll tell you one more time here in just a minute what it's all about. Going to be a lot of fun, a lot of family activities all in one location. But since you guys are here, we play a game every time a guest comes in, and we're going to let the people out there in Radio Land play along with you and Anna. And it's called Yes or BS. I will give you a statement, and you decide whether it's absolutely true or whether something is just not right or it's completely false. So it'd be yes or BS.
Right.
All right, y'all ready?
We're ready.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. Anna, some of these we did before, so I'll try to skip some of the
ones.
Okay. Tipping at a restaurant in Iceland is considered an insult. Tipping at a restaurant in Iceland is considered an insult. Is that yes or BS? What do you think?
I say BS.
You say BS. What do you say, Susan?
I say BS.
What?
Well, this.
What do you say, Anna?
I'm about to tell you that if the answer sounds, if it's so outrageous, it's probably yes. So that's the only reason I'm saying yes.
Okay. Well, actually, tipping at a restaurant in Iceland is considered an insult. So it's yes. So don't tip. If you ever go to Iceland, next time you're there, don't tip. Julius Caesar was self-conscious about his receding hairline. Is that yes or BS? Julius Caesar was self-conscious about his receding hairline.
I say yes.
Yeah, most men are.
Susan says yes.
I'm going to go with Susan. She's a hairstylist.
What do you say, Ronnie?
Well, I say he used to wear the little leaf thing. Every picture you have, he has leaves on it, so he probably is.
Yeah, that's why he had that leaf up there. He was all concerned about it.
Yeah.
That'll block that receding hairline. Yes is the correct answer. Christopher Columbus brought several things to America, including the first potato. Was it the first potato? Is that yes or BS?
BS.
I don't think
Susan
so.
Says
go
BS.
Susan. Going with Susan.
I give the Native Americans the credit for
okay,
the
there you go. Actually, what Christopher Columbus brought was the first oranges to here, or at least the first oranges that we knew about. Anyway.
Right.
The red cape stuff with matadors is just for show. Bulls are actually colorblind. Is that yes or BS?
I should know this, but I don't.
You should know this.
I'm going to say yes.
I know this, actually. I don't know a lot. What
I
do y'all
think
say?
It's just the waving.
You think bulls
think
are colorblind?
I'm going to agree with you. I think it's the waving of the flag. More
and they're red to hide the blood.
Thank you very much there.
Just FYI.
Yeah, actually, bulls are colorblind, and it is, to wave and all that kind of stuff. So yes is the correct answer. And finally, I know Anna already heard this one, so she's not going to answer.
I won't answer.
All in the Family, you remember the famous show with Archie Bunker and Edith and Mike Meathead and all that? All in the Family was the first TV show to rank number one for 5 straight years. The first TV show to rank number one for 5 straight years, All in the Family. Is that yes or BS?
That's going to be hard. I don't know.
It is difficult.
Five is a lot. Yeah.
It is difficult.
And MASH. It could be. It could be.
Three's Company. I mean, there was a lot of big shows. Mm-hmm. So
you're going yes.
I'm going yes.
What are you doing? Susan, you going with him? Going to go with him?
No, I got to stay away from
divided.
Oh, you should have stayed with him. All in the Family was the first show to be number one for 5 straight years.
Right.
And, it came out just a tiny bit before MASH started.
Right.
So it was really close there. But, it was the first one. So y'all did quite well on Yes or BS. All right, to wrap it up, the Dancing Ranch Farm opens beginning this weekend, and it begins on Friday, right?
Yes.
All right, this Friday, September 17th. They're going to be open on weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're located down there near Falk, located 490 County Road 218 in Falk. And you can check out our website, mypigradio.com. She's going to have a story up there soon on the website, and it'll give you all these details we're talking about. But this is family fun at its best in a rural setting. You got the pumpkin patch, the corn maze, the haunted trail, the hay rides, the movies, the games, the food
live
and drink,
music.
Live music at times, all in one spot. You don't have to go all over the countryside, going to one spot here, one spot there, one spot here, and everywhere. It's a great idea that you guys came up with.
Yeah,
we certainly want to have you guys back in at some point to talk about it again and kind of give us an update on how it's going.
Right.
But good luck with your opening weekend.
Appreciate it. And we also welcome y'all to, if y'all want to come out and do a live feed.
Yeah, we'll do that at some point. Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Yeah,
we'll make plans to do that sometime between now and Halloween. All
perfect. Right?
And we'll do that. Thank you for the invitation.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.